Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
Today on Be Big Online, we're going to take a look at specific businesses and industries and see how they use the web to their advantage. Jason?
Take realtors. It's a great example because they have really taken ownership of the web. I mean, I know realtors that are doing up to 80% of their leads are coming in through the web. I mean, anybody I talk to, anybody I know, that if they said if they're going to search for any type of real estate, they're going to use the web. I mean, that's where they start, and they go through most of their process that way, unless they just have a guy, a girl, you know, woman, man, whatever, that they call up. Every time they think of an idea, they call up, you know, kind of their team member. But, yeah, I mean, so the real estate crowd has had to jump on it and capitalize on it real fast. And basically you have the broker who has to, if you're a broker, cornerstone broker in a community, you have to be a big presence online with the full-on MLS, the IDX program, where you got listings and you got all kinds of area information, and you've got to have a huge presence, or you're not adequately representing yourself as an anchor in the marketplace, you know, one of the big names. But for the real estate agent who can't afford to do that and doesn't want to compete with their own broker, you know, is just trying to generate leads, that's what you got to focus on, making your website generate one lead at a time, just like you do when you go out to after hours events and chamber events and do whatever. It's about generating a lead at a time and creating a name for yourself online and off.
Well, now, the standard used to be you would contact a realtor, sit down, have them interview you. He would eventually come to you with a group of houses and you would go out and take a look at them. Now you can sit down at home in your jammies if you want to and take a look at what is offered out there before you even contact a realtor.
I know, and most realtors are focusing on, and appropriately so, trying to get some type of ownership or virtual ownership of listings. Just like offline, you know, you try to have listings, you have something to sell somebody, show them. But, you know, all this feeding listings from one site to another, and, you know, who can have the most listings and whose name's beside the listing, so that if the person's interested, they might click on it. But, you know, there are other ways to attack the issue. I mean, you can still build relationships with people that are about providing good service and let me go out and find this for you. So there are ways to use, like, pay-per-click and other traffic generators and get people to a site and say, look, I can find you the place. Like, you can go spend another 4 hours looking through somebody's MLS. That's fine. But when you get tired, you know, email me and I will do all the work for you. I'll put together based on your specs. So fill out this form. So you can still use it as a relationship management tool as opposed to just who has the most listings in a database. If you're a real estate agent, I suggest you either go and sign up with one of these programs where they've spent a bunch of development dollars in a proprietary product, or look for interesting ways to do relationship marketing.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, revenflow.com,